of Tess in the tour, the first line. Yishio shiyosi v'melech, kosav ha-rambam ki di shio hilach melech. The Gemara is not mentioned. What is the shio melech? How long do you have to let the bosor that is salted stay in a state of melech? And the boarding and the salting. The Gemara is not mentioned. But the Rambam says in Perek Vav, it is shio melech. פרק ווב מלכס מחוס השורס הלכה יוד אין המלך אין הבושו יצים דידומי אלוהים כמלכי יופי יופי ומדיח יופי יופי כיסא תעיסא מדיח הבושו תחילו דזלה דוחק המייס והכך מלכי יופי יופי ומניחי במלכי כדי הילך מיל יופי יופי. I mean, what is יופי? What is יופי יופי? But he says ומניחי במלכי כדי שיו מיל. Where did the Rambam get it? So Magid Mishnah says אמר שמואל אין הבושו יצים לדומה יום כי מלכי יופי יופי ומדיחי יופי יופי איתמר רבונו אמר מלח ומדיח סנדוריס מלכי יופי יופי means like this יופי would be you pour salt on every spot of the חתיך the front and the back one layer of salt יופי יופי means you pour salt once on each spot then you pour another layer of salt and it's part. That's yofi yofi. And umanichi b'milchei kidei hiluch mil. The Rosh in Karaboso says kidei shio tzliye. And the Bes Yosef says in too that it's haynach. Some is the kashi. How can it be haynach? Mele milichei could have a constant shio. Shio mil. 80 minutes, 12 minutes, 24 minutes, you know. There's a lot of days. It's not something very simple about the shiur mil. But it's liyeh, so it all depends what kind of a fire, what kind of a chatichas boso. If you have a small piece of boso, so then it requires a little, relatively short time to boil it. If the fire is big, so it requires a relatively short time to boil it. If it's small, low, it requires a relatively longer time. So something comes, approximately comes. But tzliya is not even approximately comes. That's one of the kashas by the Bes Yosef. All right. But the Magid Mishnah says, Itma, Rabuni Omar Meliach Madiach, Masnitone, Madiach, Meliach Madiach, Loitri, Hode Halbitap, Hode Halbitap. If the butcher already poured water, so then it's Melchi Madiach. If the butcher did not pour water over it, so then it's Madiach, or Melchi Madiach. Mashikos of Rabbeinu, Manichi, the Milchi, Kidiach Mil. ובהקוסווי, דבהג, בשיעו מליחה כשיעו צליה. ונראה שישמח לשיעורי של רבינו, ממה שקוסב גבי איבוד העיר. וחמו כדי איבוד, כדי הילך מיל. ופרק לא גודל יש מסובו, how do we know that שיעו מליחה is שיעו מיל, because מליחה is a certain form of ibut, except ibut that is chai v'chatos is only beir in heitz, in bosor y'paskun, אין ניבוד בייחלן. פגריז וומן דאמר, הוא סייס, תתיישי בוד בייחלן, הוא דן פסקן לגד מן דאמר. סמלא, so the reason is why we don't buy pasken, that there is no chiyuv chatos for salting meat on Shabbos, because they need ibudoch, so there is no isa raisi. But agavuch, we see that since one mandoma, who says that ochli an at mufke of the meleches ibud, that miliche is a form of ibud. What does ibud mean? When you the hides. So that when you have the hides, you could use it for many things. You could use it for Dvorah Shabidusha also, if you have the hides. You could write to the Torah, Tvil Mizuzes, if you're not Mabi the hides. How are you Mabi the hides? So that it should be fit to write Stam by salting it. That's one of things. There are other things you have to put, you have to cultivate it with walnuts, right? But Melicha is an essential thing in the Ibud of Hayitz. And Melicha is a form of Hayitz. So where do we get that Shio Ibud is Mil? Where do we get that? We don't find it. There are two Gemores. There is one Gemara in Psochem that says that Shiur Ibud of Hayitz is Dalad Mil, not Mil. And one Gemara in Chul, Afkuf Chobeis, that also says that Shiur Ibud of Hayitz, of Eres, is Dalad Mil. Where do we get Mil? So the Magen Mishneh is a very strange Magen Mishneh. There is one Rashi in Nideh that mentions that Shiur Ibud is Shiur Mil. But all the Magim say it's a Toy Sefer. You should say there in that Rashi, Talad Mil. Otherwise, it's contrary to the Gemara in Tzofim and to the Gemara in Chundah. Let's see the Gemara in Tzofim. First, let's see the Gemara in Shabbos. Dafayim Gimel.
When
Magen
Rosh is quoting
Kedei
Ibud,
Kedei Hilo,
he's quoting a Gemara or it's
his own? There is no such Gemara. There is Gemara to the contrary. There is no such Gemara. The question is how to be the Yashiv Magen Mishneh. So it's mentioned in the Girsa, in the Mishneh. So the question is, it's ein Hach. So Rabbi Yechem Rishloki say, take out one. In other words, which one should we take out? We should take out Meleach, because the Meleach Boch and leave Mabit. But then you have only Lamed Ches Meloch, it's not Lamed Ches. So you have to put in, you have to replace it with Misaltit. Misaltit means when you underline Ksav. So that's a separate Meloch, not Ksiv. Ksiv means you write Isis, but Misaltit means don't write any aces, you just miss out a line under no aces. So we take out Melech. Afikhadna Vahil Sirtus. Omar Rabbi Baravune, Haiman, the Molar Bisre, Chayev Mishumabit. Rodo Omar, Ein Ibud Beoch. And we pass from like Rabbi. Omar Rabashe, after Rabbi Baravune, who says, Haiman Molar Bisre, Yechayev Mishumabit, Elo di Kaboyle Lur, when he's Melech at a lot, he's going on a journey, you know, and he wants to be mabedet so that it will not become spoiled. So that's a lot of milich. But the plain milich, like there, so that is, even according to Rabbi Avune, is not high mushma. Avol beiselei, loy masve inish meichle eitz. In other words, when somebody is meleach, in order to make it fit for achile, then he puts in so much melach, that the melach is a preservative, and it becomes hardened. We put it in a freezer, and we freeze it, so then it doesn't become spoiled. But if you don't have any freezer, so one way of preventing that it should become spoiled is by salting it so much that it becomes hardened like wood. So he says, so even Rabbi Avune, who says that Meleach is Chayev Mishum Abed, only if it's Meleach Liuch, but if it's Meleach Libeise, he doesn't put in so much salt as to harden it completely. So here the Gemara doesn't say what is the shiur of Melech, but there is a Gemara in Pesach. That went up. The Shio Chimut is Shio Mil. Shio Mil. What is the Shio Mil? So there's a lot of, it's a very difficult thing. There's a lot of confusion. Because the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah in Broches, when he talks that all the mitzvahs that require yei, so the event, if you do it after Amad HaShach, Amad HaShach means don, Heir HaMizroch. So then, the event Yahitz, Pilchatrile, let's say Lulev, Shofar, Pilchatrile, you're not allowed to be in a kind of mitzvah that requires yei until Nesacham. So how many, what interval is there between Amud HaShachar and Netzach HaMo? Is the same interval as between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim. So the Rambam says it's 5 times 1/5 of a show of 60 minutes. What is 1/5 of 60 minutes? 12 minutes. So, a show of a chemi show is 72 minutes. That's the shiur of 70 minutes. You know, for Tzitzak HaChovim, for those who are machmir, and they do not do melochim, Mitzvah Shabbos until 72 minutes. That's not the biggest chumrah, that's the biggest kule, according to Ram Tam Shiti.
5 times 1/5 is 60.
What is that?
5 times 1/5 is 60.
5 times 1/5 of an hour.
So that's 60.
So the Rambam says, Shor v'chini shor. You have a Gemara Brachas? That's another, what?
A shor and 1/5.
Yeah, that's right. But 4 times 12 is 48. 5 times 12 is 60 minutes. And five. So where do we get 72 minutes, another cash. Now, if you consider Dalad mil, not 10 mil, and if each mil is 80 minutes, so 4 times 18 is 72. But if we consider Dalad mil, hay mil, and we consider each meal is 80 minutes, so 5 times 18 5 times 18 is 90. 5 times 18 is 90. So, and the Rambam in Tzachim, the Gabi Shiur Chimuz, says there's so much confusion. I mean, there's nothing in which we find so many conflicting things in the same region. So, the Gabi Shiur Mil, Gabi Chometz, so he says the Shiur Mil of Chometz is 24 minutes. We'll soon see. Okay. ועמוד השחר הוא העיר הניציס בפס מזרו קדם עריס השמש דום. What does dawn mean? When the eastern horizon lights up, even though the bulk of the sky is still dark, but the eastern horizon is the first horizon that reflects light before the rest of the sky reflects light. Kedem Ayhu Girdin Shaw Vihini Shaw Mina Shoy Sazmanis. Shaw is 60 minutes. Khini Shaw is another 12 minutes. So 72 minutes. This is the Rambam in, so that means that in the Rambam Paskins in Ilches Korban Pesach. The Mishnah in Tzachim Daf Tzadigim. Der Cheiko is Potter of Kov Pesachish. And he has to be with Der Cheiko Lohoyo in Baleisu. So he has to be Makri with Pesach Pein. So he zel Der Cheiko min Amidim Olechutz. Midim is the Luder Por, that's Midim. Min Amidim Olechutz. In other words, if it is, he is far away from Yerushalayim, is the distance between Lud and Yerushalayim. Uchmidosu l'choruach, Diver Rabbi Kibbe, Rabbi Lezer Einam is Kupas Hazor l'chutz. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Mechder Cheiko means if at the time of HaKovas Kom Pesach he's outside Hazor, nothing, outside Hazor. And we ask like Rabbi Kibbe, except the Trashin of Chumash, mentions Rabbi Lezer's Talach. Omer Rabbi Isi, Lefichoch Nokud, Al Hei, you have a dat, Derech Echeiko, so you have a dat and Hei. Leima, Loi Mipnei Shorochet, because a dat in the Torah always signifies a limitation. So, Loi Mipnei Shorochet Vadai, Hello, me askupas azor lechutz. So, then the Gemara says, Omar Ule, min amidim leYerushalayim chamishos amirim. Now there is a machlekes, but that's not important, between Rashi and Rambam. What does Derech Cheiko mean? According to Rashi, Derech Cheiko is measured by the distance that a certain Jew happens to be at the time of Chatzos, when the Zman of that Kovas Pesach begins. So if he happens to be in Amidin Lechutz at 12 o'clock at noon, so if he started to walk and the measure is determined not by what it could do with the car or the camel or donkey, by what it could cover as a pedestrian. As a pedestrian, but also all kinds of footsteps. There are big footsteps, there are small footsteps, and there are average footsteps. So what does it mean? So Rashi said, the Rambam Shiti is that the Recheiko is determined not by the distance where a certain person happens to be at the time when the Zman of HaKavas Pesach begins, whether he could reach by walking at a certain pace to Yerushalayim, he'll be able to be in Yerushalayim before Shkia, and he'll be able to be Makir Yom Pesach. Or, so, but by the this, by the position a certain person has in Amidim Lechutz at Nesacham. So in other words, whether he'll be able to come to Yerushalayim by the beginning of the Akavas Pesach. According to Rashi, it is measured by the distance from the position a certain person has at Chatzeis, and whether he could reach it before the end of the Akavas Pesach. According to the Rambam, it is determined by the distance a certain Jew is at Nesach Hamo, whether he'll be able to reach for the beginning of this Malachos. So Rashi says, Chamishosam yil, midikor leitane didon, derecheiko letabi Pesach, usir leliule, derecheiko kol sheni yochel, rekonish bisashrite, kol shashrite, mihalech ben magia, umshashrite mechasei sayen derech, dvin abayim sidbe, kitomit, vitomit afor shpishen nishcha, Bishish Merzo, even though the Komitomit, the usual man is to be Makrifet at 12:30. That's Mincha Deira. So that's the Rabbono. Because sometimes, you know, it's hard to determine if you have clock, if you don't have a clock. So then it's hard to determine when Chatzis is. So the Rabbono has to wait. That's why for Mincha Deira, you also have to wait half an hour after Chatzis. We can daven immediately at Chatzis. Zmanim ha'teiro mitchila sheva reilech. Shemitchila sachamo, shemaschale sachamo, leyisakim kilapi mayrof. So that's the definition of Nun. Nun is that when the chamo is in the middle of the sky and it starts going towards Meir. So that's noontime. So he says, Mius man schritte mitchila sheva beherich binim shachat shetishka hachamo um shetishka hachamo loy kidam efter shkis hachamo he cannot be makrif kidam nifso bishkis hachamo. So he couldn't see the dam after Shkiyas HaChamo. And the Chatzis by Shkiyas HaChamo Mahalei Chamishos Amir. So that means from Netzach HaChamo to Shkiyah is 30 minutes. The time that a person, that takes a person to traverse 30 minutes. So the Gemara says, Sovalo kehod omar Rabbi Barachone omar Rabbi Yechon. Kamo malachodim b'yeim asor parsois. Asor parsois means 40 mil. 40 mil. Because a parso is 4 mil. So 10 parsois is 10 times 4 is 40. So that is covers the distance that one could traverse from Amudah Shachar to Tzitzak Chob. So you have to subtract from it. 5 mil from Amudah Shachar to Netz, and 5 mil from Shkiyas HaChamo to Tzitzak Chob. So, now it's a Shachar, it's a HaChamo. Rabbi Yechonen says, חמישס מיל. משקס חמלץ איזה כחובן חמישס מיל. פושל וטלות. So how much remains for half a day? 50 מיל. חמישה מצפחה לפלגית ימי. 50 מיל from nets till noon. ובחמישה 50 מיל מפלגית ימי לעוד from noon till שקיע. Till שקיע. אולי טיימי. די אומר אולי זהו דרך החיקו. כל שני יוכל לקונס בששחית. Whether בשש כל שני יוכל לקונס means the position a person is at nets, whether he could reach Yerushalayim by the beginning of this man of Pesach. As the Rambam explains, so it says, or according to Rashi, the position where a Jew is at Chatzeis, whether they will to reach Yerushalayim before the Zman HaKadosh of Pesach expires. That's not important for this point. So, Sobalahule kama malach odom beinini uviyein beinini odom beinini uviyein beinini, because this is also changes. Odom beinini, in other words, not a person who makes very footsteps, but an average person, not slow. He doesn't make slow footsteps, and he doesn't make fast footsteps. And even if a person is a runner, but usually he doesn't run. If he wants to run, he runs. So usually he walks with average pace. So average pace by an average person. Uyein beinani, ditkufas nisim bitishre, equinox day, shayomim valili shav, asoro palosois, aboyim mil, mealisa shacha, עד נצח חמו חמישה מיל, כך שיש החמו לא צייס, ביעובי של רוצ'יה, וכנגד שויה בשגיאוסו, ביקונאיס, דני משגוסו, עד שזה חמי. Now when you go over this gemore, we have to remember one thing, that there is a machlekes between the shenim and the genim. What does שיש החמו mean? According to the genim, and that's the achoy of the gro, is that are not two שיש. Only one shkia. What is that one shkia? That's what is called sunset. In all the newspapers, in all the calendars, when the Guf HaShemesh starts setting below the horizon, and it sets below the horizon, so it's not visible. But then Rabbi Tam Eskash, there is a stire between the Gemara and Psochem, Daf Tzadik Dalet, which says that Mishkias Hamo Atzisa Kechovim is Dalet Mil, and the Gemara, that's Gemara in Psoch, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bin Ashmoshes, and these Ashmoshes we know is the interval between Shkias Hamo and Atzisa Kechovim. When it's off, it came something like that, it's Gimur Rive Mil. So it's a stir. From the Gemara in Psoch, it appears that the interval of Bin Ashmoshes between Shkiz Ham and Sikhovim is Dalet Mil. Whatever Dalet Mil is, whether it's 72 minutes or 90 minutes, it's Dalet Mil. And from the morning Shabbos, it appears that the interval between Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. Sometimes says there are two Shkiz. One Shkiz is what we call sunset, when the Guf HaShemesh sets below the horizon. But then it's not really Shkia. What it means not really Shkia? So from the time when Shabbos says from Dalet Amud Beis, Tone, Ezeo bin Ashmoshesh Mishetishka Achar, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madin, the Brashmush, Brashmush time, if you look at the sky, you'll see that in the Ma'ariv, the sky is red. So that's Brashmush. But the Kol Mashem Tzoyah Vashem in V'yichsiv Hatachti, V'lo Yichsiv V'Eli, Name Brashmush, Yichsiv V'Eli in V'yishvol Tachti, Ayo. When the redness of the sky disappears completely, then it's dark, mamish. So, then it's light. So, what is that? So there is a machleket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. According to Rabbi Nechemya, it's chotzmir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's gimul chotzmir. And we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That Gimel Chalkemi, so Tisha says the Kashe, Kosh, Tafram et Hei, Omid Bei, Omid Aleph, in Shabbos, the Hoche Mashma, Shkias Achamu At Alaylo Lekel, At Lotteri Ben Mil, the Rabbi Yudhi Gufi, the Psochem, the Firik, Misho Yotomei, Sova, in Shkias Achamu At Zizek Chovim, Arp Asmil, it's Zizek Chovim Olaylo, Kidak Vinom Berish Perakam, the Psochem, in Mucha Bekho, in the Posik, in Chemye, Vanachnu Isim Bimlocho, Mealis HaShacha, Vatisa HaKechov, Vohoyo then, the Posik in Chemye says, Vohoyo HaYein Limloch, so that means that it is, that when you become Lailo, it's Isa Kechov, it's Isa Kechov, is Dalet Milin after Shkia. And so that means B'nash Moshes is Dalet Milin. And here the Gemara says B'nash Moshes only 3/4 of a mil. Ve'im Aramitam, the Hoso Ma'ire B'tchil Ashki. Gemara in Pesachim that says the Tufam the Shkia, Shkia Zacham Otil Tzisa Kechov, is Dalet Mil. The Gemara has reference to the first Shkia. With the first Shkia, so it's still Yim Gom. One of the guys of Rabbi Tam is this apparent steer between the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara in Sochem. And then the other guy is because the Gemara in Sochem, Daf Membov says that Dam gives of Shkias Acham. Why? The Gemara learns it out from a special post. Yem Saves. In other words, that Shkias Acham can be done. Only be able. So Tesu says, Kashi, why do we need a special posik? The dam is nifrish desacham, being sabesi. Without the extra exercise of being sabesi. But Lilo, you cannot be zerik. That we know from other psuk. And next day, so it's nifrish. Sometimes it's the teretz. That the chidesh is that dam is nifrish desacham after the first year. Even though according to Rabbi Tam after the first year, it's Yom Gomor. The Erev Shabbos after the first year, you can do Moloch. You can do Moloch. So, and according to Rabbi Tam, Mitzvah Shabbos after the first year, until 3 1/4 meal, if you do Moloch, Yachai V'chatus. But Litabich Korbonis, it has the din of Lilo and the sniff of Bishkesach. So that heter that Hasidim had, the Dab Minchalait, In other words, even with Rav Chaim Rozner in the Sefer, he mentions that he was in certain places, he doesn't say, but he means Galicia. So he saw there that people stand outside of his medrash and they look at the sky. So he asked them, why do you look at the sky? So he says, we want to know whether there are 3 stars visible in order to know whether he can start davening minhag. That criticism is not directed against any Hasidim except the Hasidim Galicia. Because they, and even today, so you'll see that the Chassidim will dam minche half an hour after Shkia, for the minutes after Shkia. The Gabi Sphira will be midagdik, but the Gabi Minche, so they dam late. And if you ask them why, she says, Yasimech am Rav Netam. But that's not so. Even according to Rav Netam, that after the first Shkia until 3 1/4 a meal after the first Shkia, it's Yom Gomor. But the Gabi Kabonis, the Gabi Srike, it's Lilo. And Tfilah is going to get meeting to him. So the Mele, if you cannot be Makar, if you call him, you cannot dam. You cannot dam. So it's a mistake. So that is the second Raya Tavita. So there are two Shkias. So he says, the first Shkia is Bitrila Shkia. Vilochem Mishe. Mishe Tishka, Miseif Hashkio, Acha, Shenich Niso, Chamo Buve Yorakia. What does it mean, Buvarakia? So the Minchas Kiyan was the contemporary of the Bes Yosef, and he corresponded to Bes Yosef, and he was a big book in his family. So he says, Buvarakia means, because even after Shkia, there was still adequate light outside. You could read a book until the sun sets. I mean, a certain number of degrees behind the visible horizon. It's only a question of visibility. I mean, you're behind the visible horizon. So then there is some light. And as a matter of fact, in modern vocabulary, so there are three kinds of twilight. There is civil twilight. And civil twilight ends 30 minutes after Shkia. Civil twilight. Why is it called civil twilight? Because until half an hour after Shkia, you could read a newspaper outside. Then there is astronomical twilight. In astronomical twilight, if you look it up in encyclopedias, ends at 72 minutes after Shkia. 70, so the sheet of 72 minutes means astronomical twilight. And then the sailors have what is called nautical twilight. Nautical twilight. In other words, and nautical twilight ends at 3 1/4 mil, you can check it up, I checked it up. 3 1/4, about 58 minutes after Shkia, is nautical, is the end of nautical twilight. It's only important for sailors. But for other people, there are only two kinds of twilight that are of practical value. Civil twilight is very important. If you want to be able to read, you have to know that you can read something outside. So, of course, here in the big cities with the skyscrapers, so it's not challenge. But if you don't have big, tall buildings, so then you can read a newspaper or a novel, I mean, until half an hour after Shkia. Then the astronomical twilight. So,
but according to whose definition of a minute?
One second. Well,
in the nautical twilight.
The encyclopedia does not discuss the Ramban of Yosha Mishnah. So it was mentioned since Superior Britannica that astronomical twilight is 72 minutes. But that happens to coincide with the Rambam's definition of mil in the Perusha Mishneh in Brachos, where he said that the interval between Amishachar and Tzitzchor and Nesachamo is hey mil, and it is Shor v'chemisho. So how do you have Chayim Shor v'chemisho? 12 minutes is 80 minutes. No, 1 second. 72 minutes and hey meal. So if you have a 12 minutes, so then a hey meal would be 1 hour. 72 minutes only if you have dalid meal, so each meal is 80 minutes. But in order to be hay meal, and we served 2 minutes, so one meal would be about 14 minutes in the fraction. So in Afghanistan it's mentioned in the first that the meal is 40 minutes and the fraction.
Point
so yeah,
the,
what?
Pointed Rambam.
The Rambam Pirsha Mishnah. There's the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah in Brachas. Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah in Sochim, the Gabe, the Shiur Meal. Daf Mem Vov in Sochem. Botzik Acharesh im Yesh Kayesebei Sheachnis Arizosa. If it is the shield within which the dough can start fermenting, what does fermenting mean? Fermenting means when the dough starts to rise. If you allow the dough to stay idle without any mechanical preventive of heating the dough, so then if it stays idle for sheer meal, it becomes chometz. Im ein sham ma'omar ha'vivuibar ha'tzlokish k'di shi'alich odom mi'gdalnun yelitvar yemil v'nein yemil. So the Gemara says ha'komashmon di shi'ure di mil ki mi'gdal nun yevatvar. Then the Gemara says, Omar Bavui, Omar Abshim Nolokich, I started to mention that Gemara, and then I got into discussing something else. Omar Bavui, Omar Abshim Nolokich, Ligabil, Litfile, until as you die, I'm a bon meal. Omar Abnachman, Barizokai, the Omro, Barbo, Omarbo, Vichodim, and I Ibut. In other words, Ibud Eires, Liurte, is the Tnam Bechulam Shibtun, Oishe Hiller Ben, Kide Avedo Tere, Chutz Mei Odom, Vichamo Kide Avedo. So, Omer Rabbianai, Kide Hiller Arbo Mil. So the Shir Ibut is Arbo Mil. And the Shir Chimutz is a Mil. So Shir Chimutz is a Mil. So according to the Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh in Tzochim, if the Rambam hadn't paskened like Ule, so then if the Rambam had paskened like all the Rishenim, like Rabbi Yude, who says that mi netzach mi al mashach ad nesachamo o mishke sachamat is a kechovi is dalad milim, so then we would say that the meal is 18 minutes. But the Rambam paskens like full, even though the Gemara in Sochem also says to you the deal. So that means hey milin. So hey milin, at the same time the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh says that from the Shahad and the Sachamo, which is hey milin, is 72 minutes. So then the meal is 72 divided by 5. So if you divide 72 by 5, so you have one, and then you have, five and seven goes one. So then you have two, you have a remainder, and then you bring down the two, so 22. How many fives do you have in 22? Four.
One, two, fifths.
And two fifths. So it's 14,
14 and
2/5. 14 and 2/5. 14 and 2/5. So the Shiur Meal is 14 and 2/5. Here the Gemara says the Shiur Chimutz is Shiur Meal. Chimutz is Shiur Meal. Let's see what the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh says. He doesn't say 12 minutes. He doesn't say 14 and 2/5 minutes, but he says 24 minutes. So you have three conflicting shiurim in the Rambam himself of the shiur.
would be a big chumra to say 14 and 2/5 when I get chametz.
Well, 12 minutes is a big chumra.
12 minutes
is a big chumra. In other words, if the Yisrael lies idle for 12 minutes, it's already chametz. Yeah. But according to other shite, only if it lies idle for 14 and 2/5 minutes, it's chametz. And according to other shite, only if it lies idle for 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. And according to Rambam Perush HaMishneh, that's the biggest kula. No one will pass me like that kula that you are allowed to let an Iso stay idle for 24 minutes. So he says, in other words, when do we have to be concerned about the time that it lay idle if we don't have any simon on the Yisrael? But if we have simon, we see that the Yisrael did not start rising, so then there's no problem. And if we see that the Yisrael started to rise, and then especially if it's already has cracks in the surface of the Yisrael, then we know it's definitely chametz. So he says, "V'chashav neida in eschametz roi mishayri se bezolosei bezmana yedua ki bezmana zeh tachmetz o Yisrael v'shiurei tidei sheyaleich odom beragov halicha benenis milechot v'shiom nazman." Two-fifths of 60 minutes. How much is two-fifths of 60 minutes? 24 minutes. So what's going on here? Now let's see the Gemara in Sochim.
What's the full sheet of the Rambam?
24 minutes.
I'm saying the 24, 14, and a fifth. What else does the Rambam say?
14 and two-fifths and 12. There's the Rambam Perush HaMishneh in Brachos. 5 million. So it's 72 minutes. Oh, so Omar Ulam Namid again. That's how the Gimelman base. Omar Ulam Namidim or Shalayim is. מלאיס השחד נסחמו 50 מילים מן עולות תחסיב בהזדהים, בלית וחמי השחר עולו וייצו המלוכים וחמי השחר עולו. That means when it was around עמד השחד time, the מלוכים hastened late and his family to leave them. And then it says וכסיב השמש יוצא לאורץ ולית בוצר. So he left Zdein at about dawn time, and he arrived in Tzeiro, which was a safe city, so by Netzacham. So, from Rab Chaninel, Yedi Chozer Liawasre, I observed empirically the distance between Zdein and Tzeiro, So, Habe Chamisha Mil, So the Ula says that from Amud HaShachar and Nesach Hamo is 50 mil. Then the Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled in Tzochim says, Omar Rahove, Shite Alfe Parse Avarn, Visumche Derikia Alfe Parse, Chod Gemara Vechod Esvore, Sovalo Ki Hod Omar Rabba Vachone, Omar Rabbi Echenen, Kamo Malachodom Beini Biyein Yud Parsois, מעליס השחר עד נס החם או הימיל, משקיע שחם עצי זה כחוב עם חמיש המיל, נמצאו וישרו כאילו, איך עוד משיש הבי, סנדו יצאו לבילאיס, ענרה בברכון אום רביך, דן דגמור הסיכה שמייס, רבי יעיד, רבי יהודה אימייר, ובישו רוקיע, איך עוד מעשור או ביי, תדע כמה מלאכות בינני ביי, מעשה פסויס, ומליס השחר, עצי נסחם או אבו מילי, נתאי מילי, משקי זכם עצי זכחו מאבו מילי, נתאי, נמצא, ובישו רוקיע, איך עוד מעשור ביי, תיופתי דרובי, תיופתי, תיאולי תיופתי, לימטה ותיופתי דרבי יחד. אומר לך, אנו ביום אהוד אמרי, ורבונו נודותוי, דיקו חשבן, דיקדמי וחשוך. רשי סייז. רבי יחד נקו חושב לכולי ימי מרליס השחר צוזקחובי, וניסייז עשור פרסויז. So he considers that the time it takes to cover with the Nodim Beinoni starting to walk at Amre Shachar until Sisak Chavim. So then it's 40 mil. Sisak Chavim, mil b'hom isvinu l'rove, v'ktonu hochem ali Sishachar nisacham o abo mil, v'aynu v'rekiya, v'chem ishgosa Sisak Chavim abo mil, poshalu l'abveiz mil, according to Rabbi Yehuda Tame, that from Amre Shachar to Nes is only four, and from Shkia to Zichovim is only four, so that means from Nes to Shkia is not 30, as Ule said, but it's 32. So Mele, from Nes till Chatzeis, which is according to the Rambam, the measure of Derech Heiko should be 16, not 15. If the Rambam would explain the Gemara like Rashi, name Tevet Yufte Rabbeichen, Klima name Dehod Amol Hil, the Rabbe Bachonim Al Zeshach Nesachamo, Chamish Milin, Kule Rabbe Bachonim Alo Mishmei Rabbeichen, Vitevet Name Et Yufte. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbe Bachonim Ule made a mistake in the member of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that from Aleis HaShacha up to Tzeis HaKechovim is takes one can cover a 40 mil. So Ule thought what Rabbi Yechanan meant is if a person starts the journey exactly at Amot HaShachar, and so then he'll cover 40 mil. But Rabbi Yochanan had reference to the usual person when they go on a journey, they start walking out a little before them. So Mele will cover 40 mil, but and then from Nesachamo to Shkia will be but 40 mil, but actually it will be less in Lashon of Rashi. Name in Tevet Yufte Rabbi Yechon and Klima name it the Hoda Amol Yil the Rabbi Vachone while he's a Shachar Nesachamo Chamish and Milin Kul Rabbi Vachone Molo Mishmeda Rabbi Yechon and Tevet Namach the Yufte Ki Ani Ano Bi Yimome Amre אני קלעותי של כל היים, מעליס היים עציסק חובי מסור פסויס, ופירשת כמו כאילו נסחמו, ויחש גוסו, ורבונו נעולה ורובה שפירשו, הדובו, תאו ביקדנו וחשוך, שרייב, נעודום, מהלכים חמיש ומילים כאילו נסחמו, על ידי שמשקים עם כאילו מעליס השח, וכן אחש גוסו, על ידי שמחשכים לקונאיס, אחת שזכו. ואין תיופתה דרב חנינה, תיופתה, דאום המזדים בעצי החמיש המילים, והוסם בהד מפורש פה, מרליס השחר נסחמו, תכסיב, וכמי השחר עולו, השמש על האורץ, השמש על האורץ. So, Because Rav Chanina said he observed the distance between Zdeim and Seah and his Chamisha Milim. So he says, Loi, Vayoitzu Sham. Because there, he didn't walk, Loi didn't walk every space, because the Malachim hastened him, they rushed him. So he used big, large footsteps. So then, when you use large footsteps, so then you can cover Chamisha Mil. But when you use average footsteps, you can only cover between a Meshachar and a Sachamo, a form. Now, how the Rambam, so the Gemara says, the Yufte Dula. So according to Rabbi Pshat, the Yufte Dula means that Tifrula means that from the Shachar to Netzach Hamo is only Dalad Milim, not Hay Milim. And Mimele from Netzach Hamo to New Day, to Noon, is 16 mil. But the Rambam Paskin is in Ilchus Korban Pesach. I know it's very confusing. Oy. Pirkei Milchas Korban Pesach. Halachatess. Misho yobeinei uvein Yisroshalayim yemar boso im aliyas ha-shemesh. Chamishoso milu yeser, הרי זה דרך החיקו. היו ביני ובינו פוקס מזה, אין לי דרך חיקו. מפתים שהוא יוכל להגיע לירושלים, אך החצייס, שיעלר ורגלו בנחס. קודם כל רשת, גמור אסס, תיוף תדירו. So, from that till midday, till חצייס, is 60 minutes. But the Ravid is massive, because, and that was Omar Avram, any thief is the Achadmah. What does the Ravid mean? Because according to Maskon and Gemara, it turns out that from the Sechamo till Chatzos, one can traverse 60 mil, not 50 mil. So what is the Teretz? So I think the Teretz is that the Rambam says, מפני שיוכל להגיע לירושלים אך החצייס כשיהלר ברגלו בנחס. The Rashi says that the measure of the Rechiko is determined by Odom Benini ובפסיעס בנינס. The Rambam says no. It's determined not by Psiyo Benins, but by Psiyo Stanis. So Mele, if he uses Psyis Benyas, so then he can traverse a distance of 60 mil from the Sahamo to Chatzis. But if is Mihalab Nachas, if he makes very slow footsteps, not Benyas, not Psyis Benyas, so then he can cover not 16 mil, but only 15 mil. There's the Rambam. So why does Gemara say to you to do it? So I think that the reason is that according to the Rambam, what Gemara says to you to do it is not like Abi the Etzim Din of Ule. That the Rechiko is a Tesvob mil. That's not you. That you to do it is of Ule's Rai. What is Ules Raye? That Pinamidin or Chutz is 50 mil from the Posik of Ayuichu Hanosh Hamaloch. So that's no Raye, because there it was late, was hastened and rushed by Malochim to make big footsteps in order to escape the danger of staying by Meor. And so that's why Rabbi Hanina says it was Hamil. But the measure of the but that doesn't mean that the Ules Haloche of his elder Recheiko could say it is what mil. Svov mil Yerushalayim, so is the Yufte. That the Yufte is only on the Raya, on the Raya. And then, if you look into the Rach, so you see something very strange. The Rach mentions Yerushalayim. Uli Tamei, the Omar is elder Recheiko, Kosh Niyochli Koneis, Bishashrit, Bak Shinrei. Going on before. Is in the Mishnah. Is all the Chaykom Namidoy Melchutz, or Mudosol Chorach, Pirish Yesho, Chichotzaye, Omabule, Namidoy Melchulayim, Hamishosom. Savolok Rabbeh, Doma Esa Parsois, Malachodom, Beni Bey, Hamisho Milimaz, Shahabesaham, Hamish Milimishkis Hamachichot, Poshu Shlish. Chamishoso mitzafra lepal v'yeme, chamishoso lepal v'yeme adlut, v'taymelon kol mitzvah satomit hoche, v'notu mirashi, v'notu tzloli erf, v'apesach acho. Hashte imas kumachayev hay gavra v'miret, Tesabhatis, Kidin the boy Knuil in Israeli, Adi Tishim Shepot, Kiahab is a shemus in the Sheikh Club. It's an Dafsad Galadrach Uparishne Oyo Shalm. The first paragraph in Rabachnal Dafsad Galadrach Yo Shalm, Mayeles Hashacha. Achiyala Amida Shacha Abomil Shenema Uchmiya Shacha Olam. It have a mirtaf Kmoya Shacha. And the Posik says Uchmiya Shacha Olam. Uchmiya Shacha Olam. It doesn't say it have a mirtaf Kmoya Shacha Olam. Because of Ukimoy. Kmoya Shacha means when the Shacha was there. And when he says Uchmeya Shacha means something before that. So that's the Ayelas Shacha. So the Shnei Sibiyo and Broches and Mishnayis say, mentions the Yerushalmi that in Ayelas Shacha, Ayelas Shacha, Adamud Shacha, Abomil. There is a big difference between Ayelas Shacha and Amud Shacha. Amud Shacha means don't. Here I mean. So then Midrash says, as a din of Yeh, because all mitzvahs that are told in Yeh, Lulev Sheifa, all mitzvahs. So if he was mitayim the mitzvahs after Amda Shachar, he mitayim the mitzvahs. He truly has to wait till Nesacham. Ayelas Hashachar is what is called in English morning star. Morning star is still Laila Gomor. If somebody will take a lulav after morning star and make a bracha, he'll be different to bracha at all. He'll blow shofar. He'll not be time in the mitzvah. It's like blowing shofar in the middle of night at 11 o'clock, at 11 p.m. or at 1 a.m. Same thing. Ayelas Hashacha is lalo gomor morning star. Amud Hashacha marks day. That's why I said once in Ashkofish here, it's even published in the book that was published that certain Amoraim were walking at night, late at night. So then they saw the morning star, Bikea Barakia. So one Amira said to the other, it's a metal shchozes in Shirashir. Take good notice the way the morning star appears. So he says, Kach Goloson Shal Yisrael. Kime, kime. notice I said, all those who call Ignas Yisrael as important as it is, but if they call it as Halte di Gule, don't understand that Medrash Rabbah, Shir Hashir, because as Halte di Gule means the beginning of Gule. Pishlei me, the prayer that Rabban Soroshis composed, Rav Herzog, Zechinu Roche, was involved in that. Reishis Michas Gleseinu, I have no objection. Because Reishis Michas Gleseinu does not mean as machted, as halted the Kulim. As halted the Kulim means the beginning of Gula. Chas V'Sholem is like the beginning of Yimei Shamashiach. That's a repugnant concept. Reishis Michas Gleseinu, Shayelas HaShachar, could also be Reishis Michas Gleseinu. Because Ayelas HaShachar is the morning star, and it's Laila Gomor. Right now it's Laila Gomor. I mean, there is such a darkness in Eretz Yisrael like never before. I mean, with all the Mesailah, Rok Shugoyim Luim Yegorit, and even some Jewish so-called Jewish leaders are trying to prevail upon Rabin that he should make concessions on all of Golan Heights. So between Ayeles HaShachar and Amud HaShachar is 5 mil. And Yerushalmi says in Tzohar that when the Malachim started to hasten it, it was not at Amud HaShachar. It was Ayeles HaShachar. And the Goyen Nishnes Elio and Brochus mentions the Yerushalmi that from Ayeles HaShachar till Amud HaShachar is 5 mil. From Amud HaShachar until Nesach Hamo is also 5 mil. So that means from Ayeles HaShachar and Nesach Hamo is 10 mil. Not 4, not 5, but 10 mil. So Mele, and there the Pesuk says, Hashemesh Yotzu Al Oretz, late Botzeyago. So in other words, he was able to traverse late 10 mil. 10 mil in 5. 10 mil in what? In what? In 10 mil from Ayeles HaShachar. Ayeles HaShachar till Netzach Hamo. So that means that he traversed since he hastened, late hastened. So that means that he traversed how many mil? 10 mil. 10 mil. 10 mil he traversed 10 mil, and then the Rach says, how does Rav Chanina say, if according to your sound, so late traversed from Ayeles HaShachar till Tzeah, 10 mil, so how does he say, the Dichozoli Awasre, the Have Chamishas Milim? So the Teretz is, Rav Chanina says, Have Chamishas Milim, so that means, when a person walks with average pace, So it's Chameishes Mil. But there it was by Yoichu. So Meile, the Shittus Rambam is that when the Gemara says, the Yufte Dule, it's not the Yufte Dule and the Svov Mil from Amdashah to Nesachah to Midday, from Nesachamo till Chatzis. But the Yufte Dule and the Raya from Rav Chanini. That's the Yufte. But the Etzem, Memra Vule, that Namidim Olechutz, is Chamishosha Mil, that's not the Yufte. So that's why the Rambam passes. Now let's go back to the Indian of Melech. Now the Torah says, "Bishio shiosi b'melech, kosev Rambam k'dishio yohiloch mil, ve'adim l'avaros al kosev k'ditzli." But let's see Losh Rambam. But the Rambam says, "Ligabei Melech." So the Torah doesn't mention that you have lechatchile. You have to let the bosor stay on the salting board for an hour. So shiur mil, whatever mil is. So even if we say that a mil is like a hamter shamishim psochet, 24 minutes. So 24 minutes. Where did the Mechaba get shiur shor? The Torah doesn't even mention it. But let's see that the Rambam says something else. In Perek Vov, Milchas Machos, Asuras Aloch Yud. In Akosha Yitzim, Yidomei, Elohim, Kimeilchei, Yofi, Yofi. Keisa Teise, Madiach, Abosha Trilo, Rakach, Madiach, Yofi, Yofi, Umanichi, Bimilchei, Kidei, Lachmil. Viach, Akach, Madiach, Yofi, Yofi, Achi Yitzo, Amayim, Zakim, Umashlichim, Yad, Lisechmayim, Reitchim. אבל לא לפוש. So the Rambam requires something that no one in the world knows, not even the Svab in the Timonim who followed the Shittus Rambam conscientious. No one does it. The Rambam requires that whenever you salt meat, after it stayed in a salted state for shiur mil, let's say 24 minutes, so you have to dump it in boiling water. What's that? That's called chlite, chlite bereitri. I mentioned last week that we find chlite bereitri in two things. One, we find it ligabe chomets. Let's say the gini maset chlite. But suppose somebody is a chilesh in bisakone, a baby, not a chilesh in bisakone, and he has to eat grain. Cannot eat grain that is real matzah. So he has to eat grain. So what is the aloha? So the aloha is you take a grain and you dump it. Or take the flour of the grain and you dump it in boiling water. Then you can mix it. So chlite prevents chimutz. The dough will not rise. The dough will not rise. So the Rambam Shiti is that lechatchile, after the boso stayed in his state of salt for 24 minutes, we have to make chlite bereitri, avoloi bepushri, not in lukewarm water. Barakein madiche yof yashit samayim zakim umashliche miyad esichmayim reitri. אבל לא לפוש, כי שיסלבי מיד ולהיה צידם. So in other words, so that will prevent the dam from coming out. So the Rebbe says, כוסו הרבי זל, לא שמענו ולא ראינו מיומנו, וכל הדמימוס שיהיה צייח המליח ממנו אין יהיה לו, אלו, what is it? Hello. Mare, he doesn't say Mare. What does it say? Chamar bos. In other words, that is not dam. The tzir. So it's read, Tzir is also read. So why did the Rambam, how did the Rambam? Now let's see in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab. So the Torah only mentions Shiomil. It doesn't mention that Lechatchila we should let the Bosor stay in salt for an hour. But the Mechaba mentions it.
Just in the Rambam, that you're throwing into the hot water is after the second Hadafah?
After the second Hadafah. You have to dump it in boiling water, not hot water, but boiling water. Like hummus, that's chlit. Oh. Siman Samachtes in Chaber, Sifites. Achash Nimlach Aposo, Vihudach, Mutal Litnei Afilbimayim, Sheinum Reitri. Yeish mi shematzrich litnei b'mayim reitri. Shit is Rambam. V'amine kisvor v'sheino v'cheinike. Now, there's the Rambam Shite, and the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rambam, and of course the Ramo doesn't pass like the Rambam. Back again. Simon Samachtes Sivov Mimachaba. Shio Shia Bimelech. In Epoches Mir the Hill of Nil. Shehuki the Ishlish Isha Bikil. Valzei Ishlis Mir Bidiabet. We are two Hatril with all him with Sir Shabbos. Avablavoche Hamine Klahashe is Bimliche Shio Shaw. Vainly Shamis. Where do we get it? Maribit Mosadeshen, Uvagoy Shareture, Piece of Hetla, Klawa.
What's the result?
So the Gros says, Shehu, Shio, Shia B'melech, in Epoches. Yerdei Hiluch Mil, Shehu Kidei Shlish Isho Bikil. He says Bikil, not Shlish Isho. Shlish Isho would be 20 minutes. What does Bikil mean? So the Shach says, Sifrofei, Dahayne Poches Chilik Lamed Nasho, Vechejmin, Timhaleich, Odom Benin Yasor Pasois Beyim, the Haini Yudvei Shois. So it's 80 minutes. Bikul means Pochas, 1/30th of Isha. So that means Pochas, 2 minutes. 20 minus 2, 80 minutes. Why? Because 80 minutes is the Shiur Mil. In other words, if we say that Dalet Milin is 72 minutes, so then Shiur Mil is 80 minutes. There's the Cheshbon. But where do we get this Mineg? It's not just the Mineg. It's Idin, Lechatchile. And the Eved, and then Lechatchile, you are only Matret. B'mokim Hefzed Orchein, Mitzvah, the Shabbos. Other way, not Matret. So what's the Mokim for it? So I think that the mokia for that shit is the Shittes Rambam. Because the Shittes Rambam means that Lechatchile, after the Bosor stayed on the salting board for Shiur Mil, you have to dump it in boiling water. But no one does it. No one does it. And if somebody will ask, can I dump it in boiling water, so you'll be told no. Even the Svardik Rabbanim will pass it on. Even in Taman, Rav Kappa would pass me off. He always follows this Rambam. So the question is, so how can you be Yetze in the call of the Rambam Shite? Kishatchila, you have to make Chlite. The answer is, when does the Rambam require Chlite Lechatchila after being an assaulting board for 24 minutes, if it only stayed 24 minutes? But if it stayed a whole hour, then the Rambam is made, it doesn't, that it becomes hardened, that it will not be able to, without Chlite, so Bishul will not be able to draw out any blood after it stays. Now, the Gros says, what's the Mokir? Avu Avochet.